Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Public Service Commission, reminding you to call or click 3 working days before you dig. Dial 811 and use caution while digging.
Missouri Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. The Missouri Highway Patrol is asking for help to find a 23-year-old St. Louis area woman whose empty vehicle was found on a boat ramp in rural Monroe County. Rafaela Maria Stroik is a dancer with the St. Louis Ballet. 5 people have been arrested in a burglary that took place last week in southwest Missouri's Douglas County. The 3 men and 2 women accused in taking multiple electronic devices, outside equipment, and a 4-wheeler range in age from 17 to 34. 6 inches of snow is possible in portions of east central and southeast Missouri tonight into tomorrow. National Weather Service meteorologist Jared Maples says there's a potential danger for those who might be caught off guard by a snowstorm that almost never occurs this early in the winter cycle.
This is nothing to kind of joke about here. It's to be taken seriously, and that if you need to make other plans, and you can make other plans, especially those in that 4 to 6 inch area, try to work around the forecast.
A winter storm watch is in effect as the heaviest snowfall, 4 to 6 inches, is anticipated along I-55 from St. Charles south to Farmington and Cape Girardeau. A Northeast Missouri police officer has received the state's highest medal for saving a suicidal man hanging from a support beam. Public Service Director Sandra Karsten says Vidalia Police Department Corporal Logan Benjamin lifted the man to prevent him from strangulation, but the individual kept resisting.
Benjamin managed to call for assistance and used his tactical knife to cut the belt the man was hanging from. As both men fell to the ground, the suicidal man went for Benjamin's knife. Benjamin drew his service pistol and commanded the man to stop trying to hurt himself.
The suicidal man complied and was transported to a hospital for a mental health evaluation. He remains alive and well. The state says an assistant high school coach in southwest Missouri's Willard, who died in a hunting accident last weekend, likely stumbled on the ground and accidentally shot himself. Justin Atchison was 24 years old. A budget shortfall at St. Louis University could mean layoffs and program cuts. The news comes a year after the school laid off 120 staff and administrators and eliminated 130 positions during a $16 million budget deficit. Governor Mike Parson's selection of State Treasurer Eric Schmidt as Missouri's next Attorney General gets a thumbs up from Ashland GOP State Representative Sarah Walsh.
Eric Schmidt is going to do an incredible job in this. I'm sure Missourians will be confident in that.
Walsh and Holt Summit State Representative Travis Fitzwater attended the governor's Tuesday announcement at the State House in Jefferson City. St. Louis Democratic State Representative Bruce Franks also praises the selection. Schmidt will be sworn in as Attorney General in January, which will create a vacancy for the treasurer's position. You'll find more details on that story at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.